说是说是说是还是那个 dream 是啊，说是so this story helps help to understand mandala offering, how you collect extensive merits, you know, that, and also for other practices. it opens understanding in many other practices. This story, can I show a story? So first I mentioned story, then I mentioned how it helps. So the when the Buddha was going for alms, when the Buddha was in India going for alms, so I guess one morning the Buddha was going for alms, and in the road there's three children playing in the sand, and one child wanted to offer sand to Buddha, want to put sand, you see, in Buddha's begging bowl. So Buddha's holy body is very tall, that, you know, the children were asked that their body is very short. So what they did is like circus. So one child stand, another child stood, the shoulder, another child stood. For the third child, then a handful of sand ran, then visualized gold. Every single is gold, then offered Buddha's begging bowl. There's no one single gold, but having visualized gold and offered to Buddha. So in reality, that child actually got the merits having offered that many. I think one had a million, I don't know, 10 million. Actually got the merit having offered that many, how many cents when they are, that many gold. So, the next life, their child became King Ashoka, very powerful king, the Dharma king. Dharma king means that you can benefit, with all that power, world, you can benefit so many things. So build 10 million stupa, one day, you know, King Ashoka, and then also the So in that life, not only born as king and the Dharma king and all the world power, but then with that life, with all the world power, then you build 10 million stupa one day, and they build many monasteries and offer food for sanghas. So the unbelievable merit collected in the life, see. So that, all that is, you see, all that is past life, you know, offer the same grand, you know, the child's hand is not big, small hand, you see. So, and this hand grain, you see. By visualizing, but the thing is, visualizing gold, real gold, you know, of Buddha, so actually got to marry, had never offered them the gold. So all those, what happened next life, all these amazing things we've been benefiting in this world. So this, there's some holy places we know, some holy places you see these pillars, you see, that there's a line design, but I think maybe each holy place can actually put for something on them, so maybe for recognition or marking, I'm sure. Yeah. So There wasn't gold, but visual gold in there. I didn't have gold. Actually, collected merit, having actually offered a gold. Got the same merit, actually offered gold. So that's what it is. So, therefore, the mandala is just it's a very small, but a grain or some river merit. So, there's no universe. There's no continents, there's no gold, golden mountains, all these things. But you visualize, you know, the mountains and all the, you know, continents, all this. Even that, you know, all the world, even is. But then afterwards, you visualize all that pure realm, pure world, pure land, whether you see whether there's no suffering, or highest enjoyment, purest enjoyment, all that. So the seven golden mantras and the mantra made with only jewels, this side will be in the Sophia, yeah. Well, in the past it's lapis lazuli, but I think it's the wrong translation. So maybe Sophia, I'm sorry. Not Sophia. Sophia. So the very shiny and deep, I think, blue. So then they had the gold, and there's the silver. However, in the seven golden mantras in the world, then there was even more than jhanas. So could they mantra, there's the outer mantra, inner mantra, secret mantra, absolute mantra, then in contango, then there's those mantras, not just the outer mantra, but the secret mantra, absolute mantra, that, or that. So, how, you know, better quality, all these things, all these unbelievable things, better quality, more number, visualize. So if you visualize just one entire universe, you're offered merit field, then you have collected merit in that minute, you see. You have actually offered whole entire universe, you see, that pure and all this. You actually got unbelievable merit. So the so many lifetimes, thousand times, to be Wilton King, Kama. So there are different types of Wilton Kings. Wilton King, human leader, Wilton King, devil leader, Wilton King that controls the 200, 100, 200, 300, 400, everything like that. So unbelievable merit, so it's a great source of, but it's all visualization, you see, so but it becomes quite unbelievable merit and a great source of achieving realizations. So Lama Tsongkhapa, I think the walker, I think it came, so offered mandala on the stone, you know, not on the nice material, see the silver or whatever, but on the stone, he offered mandala. so many hundred thousand of it. So still can see the mandala, the rock, the stone there. I didn't make it when I went to Tibet. I didn't make it the second time. Some of the students they able to go, but I was went up go to see the monastery to find some texts, but I didn't make it. So anyway, then you see powerful mandala, then you see so much realization, you see. So that's how I say. So from this small base, you know, then of mandala, you achieve then powerful realization, all the realization of the whole path of mandala, you know, liberation of enlightenment. And those inconceivable qualities Bodhisattvas have, I have Bodhisattvas then, especially Buddhas have those vichit, all these from this small basis of mandala, Vira's mandala, that. So now similar, when we offer water bowls, so when we do practice of offering water bowls, and so then you will be like, of course, unconscious merit you collect by just offering water, thinking water, offering water. Of course, unconscious merit you collect in the cause of enlightenment, deliverance from samsara. But if you visualize, if you think nectar, if you visualize nectar, you offer nectar, then you offer the better quality. So there are much more extensive merit you collect by thinking nectar. You actually collect merit having actually offered nectar. So, so the way to think is that, whether it's offered by you or whether it's offered by other people, so when you offer, this, you see what Buddha sees, nectar. So even the... so... How things are perceived, it is a very interesting phenomenon. How things are perceived is things are not perceived the same to everybody. Even a food, one is one food, but when eaten by 100, even by 100 people, some like, some do not like. You know, some is very delicious, for some is ridiculous, you know, for some is disgusting, and and even a person, you see, the person's body, when 100 people look at it, some see very beautiful, some see very ugly, you know. So there's all different perceptions, you see. So according to the karma. So the water in the one container, the water bowl, you see, in the container, the one container. For pratas, they see a path of blood. In their view, passing blood, they don't have karma. Merit we see is water. We have karma. We have a better, more merit we have. So we see is water, a better quality. And the worldly gods, devas, they see nectar. The worldly gods. In their view, the nectar, this liquid, it's same. It's a liquid for pratas, liquid for human being, liquid for devas. But it's a passing blood for prata, water for human being, and nectar for devas. Now here we're talking about Buddha. So of course, it appears the most pure nectar. So when you offer, you see, you know, the nectar that the Buddha see offer. So this is, and that's the highest, that's the purest nectar. See, if you think nectar that the Buddha see, I offer. So this is all this nectar that Buddha see, what the Buddha see, I offer. And that's the best quality, you see. So you collect most merit, you see. So you actually collect merit, having actually offered the best nectar, you see, more pure. So this story King Ashoka, so the name is the daily life of practice, you see. So it helps, you see, to class so much merit, you see, extensive merit, that is the visual better quality. So similar when you prostrate, as Lama Tsongkhapa advised in the Lama Chemo, you visualize your body number is doing prostration. Even your actual body, you see, is 1-1, but you visualize numbers of body during prostration from all the covered all the ground from four directional corners and towards the Buddha, towards the altar, towards the altar, who lives to see. So when your body lay down, you can do the visualization, even your body is standing, you can slip into the visualization, numbers of your body cover the whole ground, you know. Four corners, you see, four tallest corners, lay down, so you can, that, if you're unable to do, when your body is able to lay down, if you're unable to at the same time, maybe other visualizations, you see, so when you stand, you sleep into that, so here, same, If you visualize the 1 billion body, 100 body, during procession, you actually say, it's exactly the same as you actually have manifested or however, actual 100 body you actually had, you know, during the procession, you get the same merit. So now, so no question about the billions or numbers, you either cover the whole ground, no question, you see. Even if you did only one procession, but you visualize the numbers like this. So you have done, you know, many billions of numbers, you see, but I mean, say, procession like that, you see, even, see, that. So you're supposed to do 1,000 prostrations, but then even the very beginning when you did only your physical body did only one prostration, but you visualize so many, so you're already done. So here the story that you see the proof is it that we actually get benefit is it from that story that covers many practices like that. So same, even though, yeah, same now, when you're offering, if there's only one light or one incense or whatever, flowers, but then you visualize the whole sky filled with the flower, light, you know, these things, you offer with the same energy. Otherwise, it has a meaning. Why is it mentally transformed offerings? Then there's a meaning, you see. When we do sadhana, there's a lot of visualization, making offerings, you see. Then there's no meaning, it has no benefit, there is no merit, you see. So when you go around, so you take a flour or rice, food, rice or grain like that, it has two benefits. Yeah. So you see, so like the story that here, I can actually, so you think all this, each one of those wish crown and jewel, how many there's 100,000, how many there's, you think each of the wish crown and jewel, see, the most precious amount of material possessions, so that's a wish crown and jewel. whatever you pray, any material possession, any external enjoyments, is any material possession, you get materialized, you see, by praying to that. but of course, you have to have karma. You have to merit. It's like the person who wins somebody. You see, some poor person by lottery and won $1 billion. Suddenly, you see, didn't expect. But win $1 million is a minimum. So there is many times happening in the United States, many places. Somebody buy ticket and didn't expect, but buy ticket and got a million. Suddenly become billionaire. You see, suddenly become didn't know what to do. Suddenly become didn't know what to do. I think there's no material project. I'm joking. So anyway, so that's not instinct, no, that's not independent. It's dependent arising. It has a cause. It has a reason why the person get suddenly $1 million, because the person has created a cause reason exists before the person gets $1 billion, win $1 billion. Reason exists before. The reason is the karma, good karma, see, created in the past to get that. So, yeah, and those who haven't created karma, even no matter how much they wish, they don't get. So, you see, like that. So, you see, So, anyway, so you visualize every single, you see, grain which belongs to, then you see, with the bodhicitta motivation, to see the enlightenment pause and dimness, you know, but in the heart, you know, the why we should try as much as possible that not just words, you know, to receive enlightenment, not the words, you see, not thinking of words, but a feeling in the heart, you know, in your heart is for sentient being. The purpose here for sentient being, you see. So this is what we should attempt to try. You know, sentient beings in your heart and for them, you see. So this is how we should practice. So when you go to, when you go for pilgrimage, when you go to strip up of practice, and then think in the heart, I'm going there for my happiness, not that, but I'm going there for sentient beings' happiness. So that's when we take ordination, when we take precepts, in the heart, sentient beings are there for their happiness. When you eat food, sentient beings in your heart and for their happiness, see. And when you go to so for example, when you go to serve food, you see the self serve food, you see. So it's useful. It's not that I always practice, but it's useful that even when you go to serve food, so think that it's for me. You know, but you see, it's useful that in your heart you think Guru, Buddha, deity, this is for the Buddha, you see, make offering, for the Sahara, yourself a good deity, you see, make offering. So even when you serve food, you see, motivation like that, you see, to offer, to make offering, you see. So this is different. This is attitude is totally different than this is for me. You see, but here you see, this is for the deity, for the guru deity. You see, so that you're in the heart for yourself. You see, so that then you see here now. When you think that mind is so peaceful, your heart is so peaceful. But when you think this is for me, then you see that your mind is not peaceful, you see, and not peaceful, kind of tight, or the not peaceful. You see, you can see the big differences when this is for somebody, you see, your heart's in peace, you know, calm, peace. And when you think this is for me, totally different the mind is a totally different experience. So so whatever one can, see, as much as possible to practice, even those kinds of things like that, and to train our mind. So it's very good. So even when I remember, just 1 second like that, you see. The difference of thought in the effect of the mind, you see. So that. So, yeah, anyway, even you're doing a retreat, you see, if possible, then the heart should be like that. That's the very foundation. All sentiment in your heart for the happiness. However, that means, you see, like how the mother feels how the mother feel her beloved child, you know, in her heart, you know, the most precious, most precious one in her life, more than her life, more precious than her heart, you see. How she feel that, you know, in her heart, you see. So here you see, so that that if that one, okay, we can feel like that to the sentient beings, you know, to all the sentient beings. So that's what then this is, you see. Then that's you know, close to actual bodhicitta. even the dependent effort, you see. So however, so that even you don't retreat, you see, then in heart it should be that's good, you see. For the sentient beings, okay? For the sentient beings. So even you wash your body, you know, or even bath or something, you see, the sentient beings in the heart, you see. So there's all this practice when you're washing, you see, that there's outer washing, inner washing, secret washing, you know, that, yoga washing. The motivation here, the attitude, you see, then, what you practice tantra or not, but if they say, if there's a very, you know, the very profound, very secret practice, but how the attitude, you see, basic attitude, that's, it can be like that, that's extremely good. So, makes you happy all the time, you know, that you have a peace of mind all the time. So, this Sen, who is working for the center, who is working for organization, see, training, or looking after family, Sen, you know, the one can say, for sentiment happiness, you feel the sentiment in the heart, in the heart, and then you see, if you're taking care of family, or if you're running family, or Dharma organization, or whatever organization, you see, the social services, or whatever. So that is, that attitude, that, and I think it's great, that's the best thing, see, for sentient beings, see. So, for sentient beings, you see, when you go to sleep, the whole thing is poor, see. So this, just ordinary one, then washing, you see, you need a healthy body, you see. If you keep the body clean, you have a clear mind, it helps the clear mind as well. And I think that's why clear tantra, why even emphasizes the outer yoga, is, you know, keeping the body very clean, not eating, you know, abandoned garlic, all those things that make the body impure, unclean, and then all the things you store, you know, black food, and then because that makes the body clean, then that affects the mind clean, because the mind is clear, you see. So by emphasis in the clear tantra is like that. So anyway, however, so is it normal? So without even practicing tantra, so you need to serve other sentient beings, you need a clear mind, you also need healthy, so you wash, you see. That, again, for all sentient beings, you see, for their happiness. So going to bed, then that's also for, let's say, you need to have some, just like medicine, see, need to for your health, you know, but the mind, so therefore, to serve for sentient beings, so then it's all for sentient beings, so that for sentient beings happens. So that, this is the basic, the simple one, you see. So what do we do? Even shopping, things like that, you know, so whatever. same thing, somebody singing a song, somebody dancing, even in other things, whatever you're doing, what if you can do that? So you see, that, to this, with this, for sentient beings, so that, So I remember advising for some singers that before they sing song, and they should pray that Fei Yang, there's a few other people, I think, that to make their songs, whatever they affected, so they, anybody, anybody who see me, touch me, remember me, think of me, talk about me, dreams of me, see follower, so hear their voice, or anyone, they made any karma, which get purified, made cause them to purify, which get their karma, and all the sickness immediately healed, and free from spirit harms, and all the new karma, get immediately purified, and then they belong to all realms, and then special bodhicitta, good heart in all their hearts, long time compassion bodhicitta in all their hearts. So anyone who hears voice or the body or member or think of oneself, so that. So to pray this, before act, before sing a song, before act, and also same. So if you're artist, same thing. You dedicate, anybody who see this painting, dedicate your merits, anybody who see this painting, remember this painting, or the touch, or say, with drink of this, or this, immediately heal all the sickness behind, and purify all the karma, generate good compassion, generate, you see, the compassion of all kinds of good heart in their minds, each of them could so so I mentioned some artists, they said, so it's very good to do, so that the painting, if you pray so much like this, painting can have power, painting can affect to the mind, to heal or to, purify. Maybe you pray the strong system, so that due to divine power. So you offer this, so come back. So the, now here, the Mr. Vishkaran do all this, then you offer statues to his glories, thinking that all the guru, all the numbers, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, all the statues, Dupa scripture, that holy objects in many universes, none of this. So that's everything. Then by thinking that without meditation you offer. So this way you have offered to every single holy object that exists in this world, in the shop. From here you create a good karma, every single statue, Dupa scripture that's in the sale, in the shop. In a monastery, every painting that's in the monastery, Tibet, everywhere, how many paintings in one temple has, you create a merit, you create a cause of enlightenment with all these holy objects, and cause each reversal, sometimes cause each happiness for joy. You see, in one monastery there's so many paintings, and also in Chinese temple there's so many statues, and the Tao visits, so many. So you originally from your side, wherever you are, your room over there, you create marriage, you receive marriage, you see the cause of enlightenment, liberation, happiness, future lives, all this, cause of all the happiness from each one, with each one, you create cause of marriage with each one, or China, or Tibet, or in that universe. So, you see, just from your room, your meditation, through the cushion, you see, from there you break marriage. So if you actually travel, if you actually go to travel to my offering in the shop, every shop in the sales statue and every temple, and then you have to go other universes, So then you see, in our life do that. So you see, but with this meditation, if you offer these, this one stupa, one statue, but you think that's all the good without all the compassion statues, everything is available. let me say, a gun. It is done. For the numberless causeway. Numberless causeway, enlightenment, liberty, and happiness. All that happens numberless times, called all the numberless times, done. So then what happens? There are two things. You see, the food is food, then afterwards the bird eat, this bird or other animals. So it also becomes charity. Not only offering, but also becomes charity. So it becomes two things. So then, or monkeys, or there's no monkey here, but so then also monkey's food, it becomes, you see, becomes charity for them. So you can think two ways. So benefit to also the those animals, birds, or things, you see. So it's very good. Well, flower, they don't eat flower, so flower is whatever one can offering. So I'm explaining here how to become your saint, or from practice our cause of collecting expense marriages. So that's then say then also anyway, I'm going to mention this part with what I'm explaining here. So when you see temples, you know, stupa, statues like that, so then after you finish your practice like this, then you rejoice. Well, gratitude of your marriage, but here I'm talking about, you see, the lama or the abbot, whoever put the idea of the temple or statues, but that and then the benefactors who donate, who put the money to build. So rejoice the abbot or whoever who found the idea, okay? They rejoice the abbots, whoever they found the idea to build, you see, temple or statues, to pursue all their merits, okay? Or unbelievable merit, the quality of what it is. And then, after that, then there's benefactors who build, who put money to build. Then you rejoice, oh, because unconsciously merit, so much merit, how wonderful it is. Then after that, the people who actually did the work, build the temple or statue, say, then you rejoice, they collect so much merit in the work, as you say, how wonderful it is. So then thinking this way, then you see huge temples or whatever, then you create a cause that you'll be able to build like this, you know, many hundreds of times in the future. So you can build like this many hundred times, say. So you create a cause, see, if you rejoice their merits. And also you collect, if their level of mind is lower than yours, you collect more merit, double merit, you know, you get more merit than what they collect. If their level of mind is same as yours, you collect the same amount of merit. And if their level of mind is higher than yours, you get half of that, half of what they collect. So you see what I'm saying? I mean, we haven't built the Mithya statue yet, but the fine to fit Mithya statue, see, haven't happened yet. But normally I was saying, you see, you know, after build all this project, then somebody comes along, you see? Somebody comes along, you see? How wonderful it is. how wonderful is this guy? This organization, these people, you know, collected so much merit. How wonderful it is. Somebody comes along, you see, for the project. And then, see, the statue, they rejoice. So this person, see, didn't spend one penny, you know. but you got unbelievable merits, you know. Didn't do one work, they put in one brick there, nothing. Just came along, and they see, so this, rejoice. So unbelievable merit. See, so even this, to somebody comes along and rejoice. The humble man. So this, even this part of the benefit of the project, part of the benefit of the statue, how they benefit the sentient beings, you see, it will extend merits. So that, so you see, including this, you see. So then these sentient beings, their opportunity left in the future, they build so many holy objects, and they quite humble or merit, and then they have realization, you see, and then they are able to help numberless other sentient beings to collect merit, you know, by seeing this whole lot, seeing the whole lot, and circumventing frustration with offering, even by seeing the Guru and Dharma, the diplomat, you see. so then they are able to help so many sentient beings, you know, those persons, you see, they sing Holy Church, you see, like that. One thing is that of course people talk about people talk about world peace and happiness. But you don't talk about educating them how to create a cause of happiness, you see. How to create a cause of happiness. So even you give them money, medicine, food, shelter, is very good. They need, definitely need. But that alone doesn't give education. That doesn't give education to the mind, you see. It helps temporarily, but you know, to solve hunger and to have a few years alive longer or something, maybe. You know, like medicine, the cover, and maybe a few months or some years might help. But their life actually doesn't change, their mind doesn't change, and the anger, you know, attachment, and engaging, killing, stealing, all that, you know, all those things, all the karmas, cause of all that poverty, the sicknesses, and the, you know, war, and the, you know, the life shortage, and all the problems in this happening world, and the cause, they are constantly creating the cause, because the divine doesn't change. None of this life, all the future lives. If this life doesn't, mind doesn't change, how can they change the future lives? So you see, so there's no preparation, there's no basis. So therefore, education becomes there. We should offer these things, but at the same time, you need to give education to transform their mind. And especially the most important education is compassion. Most important, there may be so many education, but most important, the heart, most important is the compassion. Education of compassion. So, you see, message of compassion. So I thought that in Africa, where there's a lot of, you know, many years ago, where there's a lot, so many millions of people dying, there's no water coming, and drought, and all these things, you see. You know, so much trouble. So the thought came, but of course I didn't do. So thought came that you go there and make friends with people. Make friends with the truth of people. Talk about compassion, you know. About how to live life, compassion, you see. So positive mind, good heart and compassion. When they learn from you, then their friends will learn, you see. So that's how you can start helping to, you see. So when they generate compassion, good heart, then their life can change, then they acquire merit, then, only then, they acquire merit. You see, of course, you don't need Buddhists to acquire merit, you know. So when they practice some compassion, kindness to others, and then they acquire merit from sincere heart. So then this way, from their side, they create a cause of happiness. Then they achieve happiness, you see. Wealth and long life, and you see, wealth, long life, healthy, or everything, it comes from their heart, from their positive mind, positive action, you see. And so then that also becomes a basis for future lives, you know. And future lives also the continuity of that, and then positive action, and then you see. So this gradually, you see, the abandoned call, when they practice kindness, you know, the compassion, then gradually abandon the. They need karmas, more. So that's the only way to improve their life. You see, like that. And when, if that education is not given, then if that's missing, then it's good to give other kids education, but then their mind doesn't change, they will engage the same cause of all the problems, poverty again and again. So that is it. So even the outside countries, they send the water, they send the money, food, but then what happens is the Buddha, they don't have enough merit to get it. So then the leaders, other people take away, the actual people, they get very, very little, see, or some they don't get to it, and they get very little. So for example, the one time, an airplane took water in Africa, this place. I don't know. So then the minute the water was clean, drinkable before. But then when it arrived there in Africa, immediately that water became very smelly, very bad. So that means from their side they need common to get clean water. You see, that's what it is. So they have to learn that. They have to know that. So this from world people have to know that. You see, they said they need good luck, merit, to get clean water. So even people try to help, but they change, they become untrinkable when they're not there, see. So that's a good that is a very good example that prove that, from their side they need good karma. So therefore I can break. So like that. So when you do click an image or the normally when you do go to holo or see holo objects, we say like that, this is how how to practice. So like that you see. So you create a choice, and then you're able to build like this, 100,000 more times later in the future, and then you have the benefits of many sentient beings. So that I'm not going to play anymore. I'm not going to go on. So I think it's like that.